Well, it's that time of year when we talk winter maintenance and winter driving. I imagine you guys are all ready to go for snow removal and putting down the salt and all that.
Yeah, our garages are all set. All we need now is snow, which I'm sure we'll be getting soon. But, you know, it's been kind of a slow start to the winter season in most parts of the UP, certainly not everywhere. But, you know, while we're waiting for the snow to come, our crews are keeping their plows maintained, doing routine service on the vehicles, making sure that we've got salt in all of our salt sheds, and, you know, staying alert and waiting for the plowing season to really get going.
Well, I guess the longer it goes without a big snowstorm, the money you save, right? Or no, you still have to pay people,
yeah.
I guess.
That's true. We still have our temporary seasonal workers on staff. They're doing, as I said, maintenance on vehicles right now, and they can do some other maintenance work while we're waiting for the snow. But where we really save is in salt. You know, we spend upwards of $7 million on salt every year. Our three-year average is, you know, right around $7 or $8 million for salt, and that's region-wide, not just for our MDOT garages, but that includes salt that MDOT buys, and then the counties who plow many of the roads in the Upper Peninsula, many of the state roads use that as well. So, you know, anything that we can save on salt, and that's usually what we use on the shoulder seasons when it's getting cold, but it's also melting during the day. The salt isn't as effective when it's really cold. Anytime we can cut down that salt use, that is good for the state budget.
Well, talk with me about winter driving. People, I guess, have to be retrained at some point. And I know there are services that MDOT has. You have some cams around the UP, and then also the MyDrive app. So talk with me about what MDOT does, what information people can get.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of information, actually, not just from MDOT, but from our partners at the Michigan State Police. Michigan.gov/winter driving. It's a great refresher course. We all need a little reminder when the snow starts to fly on the best ways to drive in inclement weather. The biggest thing is to slow down and to allow at least 6 to 10 car lengths between your vehicle and a snow plow that's in front of you, and add extra length between you and the vehicle in front of you, even, you know, under normal circumstances in the winter, even if it's not actively snowing, if there's any kind of slippery roadway. But they've got a bunch of great tips, everything from how to drive on snow to how to prepare your car for winter. Again, that's Michigan.gov/winter driving, safety tips for driving. We all just need to remind ourselves that we have to slow down when the weather gets bad. And then we do try to provide as much information as we can to drivers before they start out. If you want to get an idea of what the roads are looking like in the morning before you start driving, you can go to Michigan.gov/drive. That's our interactive MyDrive website. You'll see any road closures that may have to be in position there because of bad weather. Those would be listed. We also have roadside cameras, as you mentioned, strategically placed around the UP, so you can get an idea of what the temperature is, what kind of precipitation we have, and a view of the roadway to tell whether it's snow covered or not. And a recent addition, a relatively recent, about for the last 3 years, we have snowplow cameras mounted in the front window of the vehicle, so you can see what our snowplow drivers are seeing when they're out on the roads. And our snowplows are all named now, too, the 38 vehicles that we have here in the Upper Peninsula that MDOT maintains have vehicle locators, so you can tell where they are, you can tell where the plows have been. You can also see what the driver is seeing on the roads.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention before we close out here?
I think that's it. Just remember to slow down and check the weather conditions before you drive, and everybody stay safe out there.
Dan Weingarten from the State Transportation Department has been with us. Thank you, and have a good holiday coming up here.
You too. Thanks, Jack.